to the adventure on Putnam on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and I am very excited about our next guest because there's some really, really great music coming out right now. And so let's welcome Jeff Tate to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. Nice to be on your show.
Hey, great to have you, and I'll tell you what, great to have your new music with Sweet Oblivion. I was watching one of the video, and man, I got to tell you, I don't even know how your voice is still so great after all these years. It's just amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Sweet Oblivion and the newest music. You have a new album dropping on April 9th called Relentless. And tell us a bit about this, because this is the sophomore album, but I think you had a lot more input on this album than the previous one.
Yeah, I did contribute four tracks to this album. Well, it's an album that is a project, really, from Frontier Records, who came to me with this idea of working in a collaborative effort with different musicians and writers and producers. And I was looking to do something like this several years ago after, you know, working with the same group of people for so many years, just kind of branching out and doing something, you know, quite a bit different. So I started doing these projects, Sweet Oblivion, and this is the second one. And yeah, it's a cool record, kind of a different sounding record than the first one. But I really had a great time making this record. It was a kind of a modern way of making it, you know, working in different studios around the world with different players.
Yeah, it's pretty wild with the whole pandemic going on that, you know, you can make music like this with people all over the world being, you know, in lockdown, and provide us with some great therapy, because as I think, music is the best therapy. And definitely your voice is a incredible voice, and the music in this, I mean, it sounds like old school 80s, but with a 2021 twist. That's my take on it.
Yeah, great.
So there was also a song that was written that was done specifically for you, and that you would ultimately sing in Italian. Is that correct?
Yeah. I figured it's an Italian release on an Italian record company, and all the players are Italian. Why not sing a song in the language, the Italian language? So the song is called Aria, and yeah, it's. If you're wondering, if you're listening to the song and you can't understand the lyrics, it's because they're in a different language.
So tell us what that song means to you.
Well, songs are something that I really don't explain. I let people, you know, kind of find their own way with them. It's been my experience that people kind of interpret music differently. They interpret it based upon their own kind of life filters and life experiences, and you know, so I kind of let them find their own way with the music, really, and kind of stay out of their way.
Well, there you go. That's definitely the way to look at it, for sure, because it is true. Like, everybody listens to a song and they have their own meaning that they put to it because of their own life experiences. And to me, that is the sign of a great song, when people can do that.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
And so you guys just released a video, Another Change. Tell us a little bit about the video. It's pretty cool, and it's kind of like watching a little story.
Yeah, I think that's the idea behind it. It was, my parts at least, were filmed in Seattle a couple days after we had the biggest snowstorm in recent history. So I'm outside in the snow singing the song and trying not to get a big red runny nose.
So tell us a little bit more about what's going to be going on, what the listeners can look forward to from you and from Sweet Oblivion, and, you know, maybe some stories of what's been going on during this whole year of kind of weirdness, I'll put it. You know, did you ever expect in your lifetime that we would be going through what we did in the past year, especially in the music business?
Well, I have read, you know, the CDC reports. And, I mean, they've been talking about a pandemic for a long time now, especially, you know, a flu-related pandemic. It's been on the radar for a long period of time. I honestly never really thought that it would get to, you know, worldwide status where it would shut everything down like it has. I figured that a vaccine would have been invented earlier. But as it seems to have caught everybody's surprise, by surprise, I think we've all been working to understand it and to understand what to do with it and how to get by. And I think it's really devastated a lot of people financially. Small business owners have really been hit by it. At the same time, you know, the massively wealthy have gotten even richer.
So, go figure.
Kind of a strange thing. But it looks like there's a light at the end of the tunnel now with a lot of people being vaccinated, and the world is starting to open up now. And as far as like the concert business, you know, we have shows that are going to be playing, looks like for sure, in June, July in the UK.
Great.
They're opening now. And so looking forward to that. And it looks like the US is going to be back to business in the fall. So a lot of the shows that were, you know, postponed, set out into the distant future, look like they're going to be able to go on and be played, you know, in the fall at least. So looking forward to that, getting back to it.
Yeah, has it been kind of weird for you to not perform? But in the same token, I kind of look at this time as like some downtime for great creativity, which is what I think has happened here with the new album Relentless. Is like, you know, you have this downtime to really make some of the greatest music.
Well, it's very different for me because I have been on a world tour for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, I think in 2019, I spent 23 days at home, you know, and the rest of the time I was touring. So, yeah, it's been a big change for me. But also, I have to say, I've actually really enjoyed myself being home and connecting to my family, being around my children and actually getting to know my grandchildren who I never see. And it's been a time of kind of like self-examination. And, you know, like you mentioned, it's a very creative time. There's a lot to think about, a lot to write about. And personally, I've been very busy in that regard. You know, I've got not only the Sweet Oblivion album, which is due out now, but I've got three other albums in the works that are going to be coming out. So I've been trying to make the best of it, you know.
There you go. As a true pro. And yeah, it's like, yeah, you are... been to me it seems like you've been touring forever and ever, so yeah, it's kind of a trip. So it's going to be real exciting when things, you know, start coming in and you're out there playing again, and I can't wait till that happens. In the meantime, how do our listeners you know, get the new album Relentless when it drops? How do they connect with you on social media, all that good stuff?
Well, I guess they can connect to me via Facebook. It's jefftate.com. It's there. Jeff Tate on Facebook, Instagram. I'm pretty much all over the different social media. And we keep up on that, and it's updated regularly so people can find out the latest news, you know, with what's happening.
Nice. So, and do you have any final words for our listeners? Things you want to know that we haven't covered already, or talk about any of your other, you know, artistic things that you have coming out, new albums, all that stuff?
Most, I guess the most timely album is the Sweet Oblivion album, which comes out April 9th. And what comes out next is going to be, you know, down the road later in the year. And so maybe I can come back on your show and talk about that when it's time.
Yeah, let's do it. Absolutely.
Right on.
In the meantime, I hope I could see you live real soon before even that happens. So let's keep rocking.
I'll be definitely touring in the fall as soon as they give us the A-OK.
Nice. So we'll have that to look forward to. And in the meantime, right now we have April 9th to look forward to. Check out the new album, Relentless, Sweet Oblivion, featuring Jeff Tate via Frontiers Music. And thanks, Jeff, for the great music, and thanks for being on the Adventures of Pipe Man.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on your show. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.